Blog Talk Radio.
The hottest next station in the nation. It's out now, outshining any other station. So tell a friend to tell a friend by this station. Keep your ears and eyes open like a wound and staying in tune with
EOTMA Radio. Is the hottest next show. All the others move over for EOTMA.
BJ, say to say, Shante, Grandma G, Run Anthony, Diva Q, DJ, M-I, sub T, do what it do.
E-O-T-M Radio is the hottest net show.
Listen and learn.
Love seems happy.
That once was strong,
but you see society.
Even that's turned wrong.
Times have changed.
Hey, it's cool to look bummy and be a dumb dummy and disrespect your mommy.
Have you forgotten
who put you on this earth, huh?
Who brought you outside?
And who loved you since your birth? Reward is a brainwashed kid going wild. Young little girls already have a child.
Bad company.
Hey, now you've been framed.
Your parents are hurting.
Hurted and ashamed.
For ruining yourself.
And your mommy can't cope. Hey, little kids, don't follow these dopes.
As a rule from a non-fool.
Your life don't drool. Don't be a fool like those that don't go to school.
Get ahead
and accomplish things. You'll see the wonder and the joy life brings.
Don't admire people.
Hey, they don't admire you. Their time's limited, hard rock too. So listen, be strong, scream whoopee-doo. Go for yours, cause dreams come true.
And you'll make your mommy
so proud of you too.
And this is the message
that the ruler you know, Rick threw,
you know,
and it's true.
You know what?
Hey, young world, the world is yours.
Hey, young world.
family, and welcome back to EOTM Radio. This is your girl, Carla B., and as most of you already know, I am just always excited as ever to be right back here in the house with our friends once again, where we are always striving to encourage, empower, and, of course, enlighten your minds. And speaking of enlightening, if you're needing some, you will always find it when you visit www.queensofinternetradio.com. Also, make sure that you check out our public relations site, www.needapublicist.web.com. There is a link on our radio page, so check us out. Check us out. Tonight, y'all, we are continuing our Powerful Women on the Move series. For those of you that don't know, for the past 3 years, we have been interviewing some of the sharpest women entrepreneurs on the planet. These are an elite group of women that are making major waves in all facets of business, true humanitarians, and they without a doubt epitomize strength, perseverance, success, great character. They're morally and ethically sound, as well as having an out-of-the-box outlook on entrepreneurship. And tonight we have the distinct pleasure to speak with an extraordinary woman. In her own right, y'all, I had the pleasure to meet this super lady years ago on a black business social networking site, and she was doing it then, and she is most definitely still doing it. She's created a realistic path for entrepreneurs, and at this time, I want to welcome to EOTM Radio, Connie Williams, a.k.a. Sha Speaks.
Thank you, Carla. How are you?
Girl, I'm just super great. I'm so happy that I have you on. It was nerve-wracking because we had a little bit of issues, but I'm excited because I got you.
I know, and I'm excited to be on because normally I don't like doing interviews, to be honest, but because it was you, I decided to go ahead and do it.
That's what's up. See? There you go. That's what I like to hear. So I want you to definitely tell us a little bit more about your company and your role in the company today.
Okay, well, I have an online inspirational novelties company called Sha Inspirations, and the website is www.bepaidforlife.com. And what it is I'm actually a poet, and I'm an inspirational writer, and I started taking some of my slogans. I like to play with words, and I started putting them on cups and T-shirt and various novelties because I've always had something, as far as people said, inspirational to say, and they would listen to what I was saying. I decided to take that passion. It was a beginning. It was just a hobby. And I decided to take that and turn it into an actual business. And it's going. That's the only thing I can say right now. It's going, and I'm adding on more to it, and I'm getting more excited about the business at this point. I see so much more for it.
Right. It is going, and you're truly an inspiration to me, and you always have been. And I just congratulate you on all your success that you have thus far. And considering you such an inspiration to me, as well as I'm sure many women that follow you online via these social networking sites, go ahead and share. I mean, what advice do you have, Sha Speaks, for women entrepreneurs out there who may be in the position that you found yourself in at the start of your career as an entrepreneur?
First of all, you really have to have a vision, and you really have to see this business happening. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of sacrifice. It's a lot of time, and you pretty much have to eat, sleep, and drink and be your business. And, you know, most people, they think they're superwomen, or most women, you can't. With me, I don't think that you can do it all. It's like all the focus has to be on one thing or the other. And for me, my total focus is just on cultivating and expanding Sha Inspirations. So my advice to anybody out there that's really trying to start a business, first of all, research the business. I learned all of this through trial and error. You know, don't quit your day job before your business is solid. I learned, like I said, I learned that the hard way as well. Do the research on the type of company you want to start. And then you have to market, 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 network, 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 day and night.
That's so true. That is so true. And you said you learned that the hard way as far as not quitting your day job. I learned it the hard way, too.
Everything, because the minute that I decided that I wanted a business, all of a sudden I didn't want to work. You know, I was like, no, I'm just going to do my business. And then I had money in the bank at the time.
Right.
So I had enough money to actually live off for almost a year. And that was when I decided, okay, I'm going to start my business. But that was the biggest mistake that I could have ever made. So
wow.
Through trial and error, I learned never do that. Don't quit your day job until your dream or your vision is solid.
Right, right. I can remember years ago when I was first thinking of, like, entrepreneurship. And I think with me, I've been thinking about it on and off since I was, like, 18 years old. And I've tried so many things. I remember this one instance probably about like 6 years ago. I just up and quit my job. I did a business plan and everything. I'm like, I'm about to do this. Everybody was like, no, I did it. So that was the hardest year of my life. It was the hardest year of my life. But I ended up taking another position with another company. and then I started slowly, working my way into doing this full time. But yeah, I was like you. I was like you. I definitely had to learn the hard way.
But I wanted to share a funny story, and most people that know me know that I do this. The one thing about your business is, when you first start your business, most people don't know who you are, so you have to market, and it's more than just a business card. The one job I will always take is a cashier at a supermarket. And everybody would ask me, with all your skills, why would you go work in a supermarket? Because everybody has to eat.
Right.
And I would be at that register giving out business cards. I'd ask them if I could work the newspaper so I could put my flyers in between the newspapers. So in between ringing up customers, I'm marketing my business. I know that's so unorthodox, but it's the truth.
Hey, that makes sense. That makes sense. Everybody loves to eat, so that's what's up. Tell us this. I know you shared, a little bit as far as what you're doing right now in your business. But tell us. I'm trying to dig deep in your mind, Connie Williams, aka Shaspeak. I want to know. I know they want to know too. Tell us a little bit about the day. What is a day like in your shoes?
Well, when I'll put it like this. There was a time, and I'm going back to what worked. I would get up 7 o'clock in the morning. I had a schedule from 7 o'clock in the morning to midnight. I knew what I was doing every hour on the hour. I literally, prayer and meditation was the first thing that I did, ate my breakfast, got dressed. Then I would literally go. I had my living room set up as an office with a table. Like, as soon as you walk in, I had a desk. It looked like a reception area because I was thinking corporation. I would sit at that desk. And I would do my marketing. The first thing I did was my flyers. Give my husband flyers to go and take out during the day. I'd make phone calls. I'd get online. Like now, the one thing that I do the most is you see me on Facebook a lot, and a lot of people think, well, why is she on Facebook all the time? That's work. Because you're meeting people and you're connecting to people and you're networking actually online, that's a lot of work. And because, I had a little setback with an illness and everything else like that, I'm doing it the best way that I can right now. But it's the networking. A day for me is networking. Everybody is a potential customer as far as I'm concerned. If I meet somebody on the street, I'm networking. I'm talking about my business. I'm giving them a business card. And right now I know the target market that I want, which are the schools and the churches. So that's where my main area of concentration is right now. I'll get online and I'll look up every church that I can find. I'll look up every organization that I can find. I just do a lot of research and then I send out my materials. The only thing that I'm really, and this is a confession, I'm not that great with the online marketing only because I see that I've been networking with a lot of people online for years and and so surprised that they don't actually purchase from me. They don't actually purchase from me. I sell inspirational novelties. And who doesn't want to be inspired? That's the way that I look at it. And that was the one area where I said I have to spend the least time because whatever's not working for me, I don't want to do anymore. And I saw that the online networking, as far as my business goes with Shine Inspirations, it doesn't work. I'm more, when I'm up front and up close and in person, I get a better result than I actually do online.
Right, right. And I would share with you really quick is, and I definitely understand what you're saying as far as, you know, you got a big network, but people aren't buying. So what I would say is I would say don't give up online marketing, but start maybe marketing towards or getting a different set of social networking friends. You know what I'm saying? I think that if you targeted another, maybe not necessarily demographics, but a group social, you know, people, and then maybe they will. Because I found that also just in doing public relations, some people, they want stuff for free. They don't want to pay.
Exactly.
And, you know, in everything that we do as far as radio, you know, so we had to actually come together and strategize and figure out, okay, who is our target market going to be? Because it's not going to be this target market because they don't buy. So let's go ahead and cater some stuff to this other demographic of people. So sometimes you have to do that, but I definitely understand where you're coming from when you say that. But I would say don't give up the online marketing just yet. Just try to cater it to another crowd.
No, I don't. I'll never give up on the online marketing because of Shy Speaks, because I'm more than just Shy Inspirations. I'm also Shy Speaks, you know, radio host and Shy Speaks the blogger, and I'm going back to that as well. So I still need that connection to online people. But as far as my personal business, Shy Inspirations, I'm going in a totally different direction.
Okay, cool. That's what's up. Well, as long as I mean, I love everything that you do. I really do. And like I told you on Facebook before, I'm like, I want those, your novelties inside of Walmart. I could just see it.
And you know? And I do too. I've contacted Walmart. I've contacted QVC. I've contacted Publix. I'll go to these little stores and I'll ask them, what does it take to get, I'm not afraid to ask anybody any questions. What does it take to get my novelties in your store? But then there's another thing that I realized, I need to improve on what I have. I have samples of my work, and some of it I'm not pleased with when I get it myself, which is, you know, so you have to be honest with yourself too. There are areas that I need to improve on the designs, you know, so I'm working on that as well. And once it comes back out, people will like what I have to offer. I just, you know, I really need to do some kind of market research and find out what is it about my items that you don't like. Is it the price? You know, that's like a big factor. But I'm not gonna budge with my price because I have to put a price on what I feel I'm worth.
Exactly. That is so true. And great. I mean, and you're so honest with it. I'm sure the listeners definitely appreciate it. And just so you know, I got some ideas for you as well, just on the public relations stance.
Mm-hmm.
As far as different marketing things, so definitely we'll connect offline so I can share with you what I think that EOTM PR could do as far as, you know, getting your product out there. But I want to I have a couple other questions before our time ends. For the majority of women that I interviewed for the Powerful Women on the Move series, these women, most of them agree that freedom and flexibility are motivating factors for being self-employed. They wish they could integrate, like, their family and working life. Unfortunately, can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, unfortunately, the two roles sometimes don't mix, you know, trying to figure into, like, traditional family responsibilities and the perceived roles of women in relation to children decisively restrict the development potential of the business while their children are young. So question to you is, what steps have you taken to fulfill your family responsibilities while ensuring the success of your business?
Well, I'm going to tell you just like this. Even though women say that they can do it all, my personal opinion, you can't. Something is going to lack. Either you're going to lack in what you do with your children, what you do with your spouse, you know, any of those areas. With me, I was blessed. My children are grown, so I didn't have to worry about that part. But my family used to harass me all the time because I never called. I never came to family functions. I never did anything that had to do with family because I was always focused on my business. I ate, slept, drank. I'm serious. My poor husband at the time, he's now going to be my ex-husband, you know, so self-explanatory. He would always want my attention, and I didn't want to give it to him because I was nursing my baby. This is really important to me.
Right.
And I had to end up sacrificing something. You know, and I mean, I know as mean or as hateful as that may sound, it's the truth. It's applicable in my life. I had to sacrifice being married. I sacrificed, you know, thank God I didn't have children. I couldn't see me having a family and having a husband and trying to do a business. I'm not one of those people that can juggle all those things, and I'm just being really honest with it. And I praise the people out there, that the women out there that are able to wear all those hats. But having small children and trying to run your own business by yourself, you know, and wearing all the hats until your business takes off and not getting any type of cooperation from your family, I don't see it. Me personally, I don't see it. But I do have friends that are doing it.
Right.
And I commend them. You have a child. I commend you with all that you do. But me personally, I can only do one thing, this. That's
right.
It. I don't care about a mate. I don't care, you know, children, no grandchildren. No, nothing. This my business is my baby.
Right, right.
That's it.
That's what's up. Well, you know, hey, if it works, why try to, you know, it's not broke, don't try to fix it. So that's what's up. Wow. What I want you to do is definitely I want you to put out there for the listeners ways to connect with you. I know you are a social networking guru. You're a little bit of every place. So go ahead and tell the listeners how they could be able to, you know, check out your novelties and all the other great things that you're doing.
Okay, well, I go by the name of Shah Speaks, and you can find me most times on Facebook. It's www.facebook.com/Shah, S-H-A, all cap letters, S-H-A-S-P-E-A-K-S. And my website address is www.bepaidforlife. Once again, it's www.bepaidforlife. There's so much more to me than just the inspirational novelties. I also, like I said, I'll be coming back on as Shah Speaks in January of 2011, and I also will be starting up my blogs again. You get a taste of actually what I'll be bringing to you via Facebook.
Wow, that's what's up. That's what's up. And we got about a little bit of time, a couple minutes, but I want to share with the listeners the first time we actually met in person. I don't know if you remember this. But
at your event.
Yeah, EOTM, we had just launched a Taking It to the Street tour. We were in New York, and Connie told me she was coming. She said she would be there. You know, I had never met her in person, so I never thought that she really would. You know, people say a lot of stuff, but she came. And it was just such a great experience, you know, for us, but really for me. And I remember that like it was yesterday, because you didn't have to come. You didn't have to come.
I know. I did have to come, because there's certain people in my life before I leave this earth that I wanted to meet, and you were one of them. And
oh my God.
I remember that night, too, because I lost my shoes in the cab. I went to my father during that time. Remember I came in with the little slippers because I lost my shoes. I think I left it in the store or something. But my dad during that time was very sick. So I had, and then I had to rush back home because I had to give him his medicine. So because I wanted to meet you so bad, I took a cab all the way to Manhattan. And I, you know, enjoyed the atmosphere and the event. And then I got back in the cab and ran home in time to give my father his medicine.
Wow.
And I mean, that's how much I wanted to meet you and your crew. And then you guys made me feel so at home. And I still say nobody can beat you guys on the dance floor. You have to see it for yourself. But the way that everything was handled, it was so professional. Everything
wow.
I did.
That's what's up.
Mm-hmm.
I thank you. Definitely. I'm happy that, you know, I had the opportunity to meet you, because you are definitely an inspiration. I just want you to know, what you're doing online, definitely continue to do it, because, if there's just one person out there that is changing their lives because of you, in a better way, that's a beautiful thing. That's a beautiful thing, and you keep putting that inspiration out there, and also know that this won't be your last time on here. You're going to be on here again and again, because we're going to continue to want help to promote everything that you do. So with that, I want to thank you so, so much, Connie Williams, a.k.a. Shah Speaks, and we can't wait for your blog to start back up.
I cannot wait either. And thank you so much for having me on the show, Carla, because I want to say I admire you, because I saw your vision come to a reality from the very beginning. and to see where you are now, and you know how you used to always talk about it, and I'm like, she
right.
did it. That was one of the reasons you're my inspiration.
Wow.
When I came
Beautiful.
Back online after being off for like a year, and I saw all that you had done within that year, I'm like, oh, my God. It was like I was a proud big sister. I'm not going to say mother.
Wow.
I was a proud big sister, but you're an inspiration to me.
That's what's up. That's what's up. And I want to say that there's no I in team, because I could not have done it without EOTM's great team and all of the supporters and stuff. So it's not just me, but it's a beautiful thing, though, to have such a great, great team. So thank you. We're going to continue to be an inspiration to each other. In closing, I want to put out a quote, not necessarily a quote, but it goes like this. Some women start their own businesses because they are pushed into it. They were either fired from their jobs or felt that their jobs denied them the flexibility they need to combine family and working life. Some are simply dissatisfied with where their careers are going or felt a lack of connection with their bosses and colleagues. Whatever the reason, the shift from being an employee into a self-employed individual is definitely a life-altering decision. For the women looking to take the next step to your greatness, I'll say this. Take a chance on you. Live life, love, much success and happiness. EOTM believes in you. Marinate on that, ladies and gents, and we'll see you next time. Peace and blessings. Thanks again, Connie. Love
You're
you.
You're welcome.
Peace.
Love you, too.
Good night.
Bye-bye.